Hey, what do you guys think about the? I want to get into the marijuana thing. Obviously, Colorado and Washington legalized it. I will say off the bat, I do think it's a good step in the right direction. However, did a little research into it, and I'm worried about a couple things. For one, the fact that now, you know, that people, you know, that corporations will be able to sell it, you know, like in packs, like Marlboros even, or whatever else.
Not only sell it, but put shit in it.
Right.
Like they do with the food.
Right. They put shit in it and take shit out of it. And that's the main thing about it. You know, so, I mean, if you have the, was it CBOs, I forget what it is, the good stuff in there that kills cancer cells and whatnot. You know, they'll leave the THC in because that's what gets you high, but they're going to take out probably anything medicinal and add some preservatives to it to make it last and add other things to it, you know, for the flavor or God knows what else, or to make it burn longer, or, you know, whatever they do, you know, I don't even know the reason for a lot of these stuff that's in the cigarettes. But, you know, to me, that's one thing that bothers me. The one good thing about it, though, is if you, you know, and right now, if I was anyone that lived in Colorado or Washington, I would invest in make sure that you're getting organic seeds, you know, or if you're going to clone a plant, that you get it from, you know, someone that had organic seeds. Because you know, now we're going to see probably the seed manipulation of marijuana, and I do believe Monsanto was working on it.
So they have like GMO marijuana seeds?
I believe they're working on it. I don't know if they're out yet. I wouldn't be surprised, though.
That's pretty crazy.
Yep.
It's totally pretty crazy. Now they realize it's such a widespread thing and there's weed everywhere that now they want to control it all, you know? And I'm just, other thing that I don't get is like, okay, these states legalized it, but then I'm hearing that the feds can just go in and raid them anyways. So what the fuck is the point?
Yeah, well, that's been a problem in California the past couple of years, especially with the dispensaries. In Colorado before, too, when they just had it just medical. Now, you know, in my opinion, what I think is going to happen is they're mostly going to go after bigger people or whatnot. But still, you know, these people, you know, your state rights should go over the federal rights, and that's the problem. That's one of the problems of this country. And I will say that's one thing that Ron Paul is dead on about. You know, is the fact that for the most part, you know, and that's what makes our states unique. You know, that's what makes, you know, if you don't like a certain state, well, you can get up and move to another one that has better, you know, laws or whatever. I mean, nowadays there's really not too much difference in states, but that was the whole thing. And we're in fact talking about, you know, even last night on Facebook, and a lot of people think the Civil War was over slavery, and it wasn't. It was over states' rights, and you know, and slavery was an afterthought. As sad as that is, but you know, that was the whole, you know, the whole issue with it. But you know, getting back to the marijuana thing, I think it's a good thing because, you know, people in the know are going to at least do it right and get good plants out there, good medicinal plants. And I think it's going to, you know, I think it's going to snowball across the country. And I'll bet by next year, maybe three or four more states will have it on their ballots the year after, you know, and eventually I think it'll be legal in at least like, you know, most of the liberal to moderate states or whatever. So I think it's a step in the right direction. It's just, I think it's a gimme, though. I think it's something they're giving us because they have the backup plan that they know they're going to introduce Monsanto seeds. They're going to introduce, you know, plants that have had, you know, certain things, elements removed and certain elements added or whatever else. So, but you know, if you know what you're doing and you want to raise your six plants right, you know, and just get from your buddies that, you know, you can probably, you know, live a healthy life as long as you're, you know, eating right as well. So, you know, whatever else, And you know, and here's the thing. It's really insane that we have to ask to grow a plant. You know, and the fact that they're allowed, it's legal, but it's really not legal if you're only allowed to grow a certain amount of it. You know what I'm saying? If I want to grow 100 tomato plants, there shouldn't be anyone telling. But you know, and that's the thing nowadays. You even have that. You know, your yard's not zoned for 100 tomato plants. But you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. If I want to grow a plant, I should be able to grow a plant.
Yeah.
But you know, getting back to it, that's, you know, that's not how it goes. So I don't know. I do think it's a step in the right direction as far as that goes. If anyone in Washington or Colorado is listening and wants a roommate, I'm your guy. I'm willing to come out there and snip buds and pull off the spider mites or whatever the things are, and you know, and help you get your buds good and smoke them for you. You know, I mean, hey, if anyone wants to get a dispensary going, I'm your guy too. So I mean, you know, just a little shameless plug for myself. You know, hey, here's another thing about it too. I think is going to draw other states into it is going to be the tourism aspect. You know, you're going to see cannabis tourism. You know, you're going to see people going to these states just so they can go and smoke a joint and relax, you know. So, I mean, I think that's something that I would never think of going to Washington State or Colorado on a vacation before. But, hey, I'm thinking about it now.
Now
I do
you're
have
about
a couple,
to go get high up in the Rockies, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about to head for the Rockies, exactly. Well, you know what? It gives the Denver Nuggets basketball team a new meaning.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. They legalized it here for medical, I guess. You can't have dispensaries and stuff, but they're going to start writing prescriptions for them. So that they'll be making all the money off it. Not the, you know.
I believe Connecticut has the same thing too, and you have to. It's not like California where you just go to a doctor and say, "Hey, I got anxiety," and they give you a prescription. This is more like you have to have, you know, cancer or something like that, or something to where they, pretty much to where they've exhausted all other bullshit means, and now they're going to say, "Okay, well, you're allowed to get cannabis because you know it'll help your whatever what is it called, nausea or whatever else it is." But yeah, no, it's not there for everyone to. It's not as easy like I said in California or now the legalized states or whatever. Real quick, actually, too, I wanted to bring up something else that happens in Amsterdam. The thing that happens there is they have marijuana at the coffee shops. A lot of them make their own organic, but the government has been trying to push a lot of them into getting gamma ray treated, gamma radiation treated marijuana. And that's what a lot of them are pushing. So who knows? That might be another thing what they're going to. And a lot of the proponents of this, or the opponents of this, actually believe that the, just like anything else, the radiation takes out a lot of the good of it. So we'll see where that leads as well.
James, what's the situation in your country as far as marijuana prescriptions, legal, illegal? Different in different parts of the country. What's the deal over there?
It's totally illegal, yeah.
Totally legal, so people can just grow as much as they want?
Totally illegal.
Oh, illegal. Totally illegal, okay.
Now, what are the penalties? Though? Yeah, good.
Well, it depends on how much you get caught with, really. I mean, you can... It's probably, it's a criminal offense, I mean.
It's probably the same as it's been over here until just now. You'd probably get arrested, get probation or something, and you'd have to get arrested a few times to go to jail, I'm sure.
Is there any medicinal use of it, like as far as like a cancer patient or anything like that even?
No, not that I'm aware of, no.
Wow. Well, you know, who knows, maybe it'll snowball into other countries, too. You know, in Canada, it's weird because it's kind of like an unwritten thing where it's in certain provinces it's pretty much legal, you know, but you just can't really carry around large amounts and stuff like that. Alaska is pretty much legal as well. It's always been, you know, and it's so I mean it's pretty crazy as far as that goes too. You know, but of course if they find you growing a whole field of it, you know, they're going to they're probably going to either arrest you or spray it with pesticides or burn it or whatever they do.
Well, I definitely want to talk a little bit about that Microsoft thing. I'll start off and mention what it is to the people out there that haven't seen. There's a patent that Microsoft just got issued. So they're going to have the right to actually, you know how you can download content from Xbox Live, whether it's, you know, downloading maps for a game or downloading movies, you know, and a lot of people do download movies from there. I never did because you only get to keep them for a certain amount of time. I thought that was kind of ridiculous to have to pay for it if they're going to take it back. But now anytime you download a movie, they can remotely turn on your Kinect, which I guess picks up motion and everything to play those motion type games. I don't know if it has a camera or not, but then any other cameras you have hooked into your Xbox, and I had one into mine, and that's the actual camera I would use to video chat on the computer. They can remotely turn them on now, and they're doing that to count how many people are in your living room, and they're going to charge you different rates. Like, let's say you order a pay-per-view of something, they'll charge you more if there's more people in the room.
Right.
And talk about an invasion of privacy. I mean, that's just
totally
so far.
Hold on to it. I have another thing to add to that, and that's the fact of also if you have a cell phone in there, they can pick up your signal off your cell phone. You know, so even if you have something, you know, maybe they can't see or motion a person, whatever. They're going to read. You know, they'll be able to read off of how many cell phones are in the room or whatever else. So it may come down to the fact where, you know, you have to cover your freaking camera up, maybe build some type of metal box or, you know, put tinfoil on the freaking thing and tell everyone to take their batteries out of their phones before they come in to watch a movie or something. But, you know,
it's ridiculous.
Like Brian was just saying, it's disgusting that people would even buy this product and let this invasion into their homes.
It's already too late because people have had Xboxes for years, you know.
Yep.
And now they're doing it. Now they're getting this patent, and it's like,
well,
luckily me, I don't play games anymore. I used to be a big time game junkie before I got into 9/11 and everything else. I was playing Splinter Cell and MVP Baseball, you know, Triple Play Baseball, all that stuff. Playing all those games all the time, man. Ghost Recon, you know, all the Xbox shooters and stuff. And I don't even, you know, my Xbox isn't even set up now. It's packed away in a box. But I used to have a camera plugged into it, you know. Who the fuck gives them the right to turn that stuff on and count people in your living room? And how do you know it stops at counting people? If they're looking at you with a camera, they're doing more than counting. They're spying on you.
Exactly. No, that's domestic spying apparatus. And not only that, even if it's just Microsoft, now we know they're very chummy with the government. We know they're very, you know, with the Homeland Security apparatus. If Homeland Security says, hey, you know, we want a count of how many people are in this room, at this house, you know, they're gonna hand them over whatever they have.
And you don't think they're listening to? You don't think they're building microphones into this shit now? I mean, come on.
I think every almost like every electronic thing that we get nowadays that's new has some type of camera or microphone on it. Yeah, I totally. It's from our cable boxes.
Yeah. There's no way they're just looking at us.
Our cell phones also too as well. You can you know, they can easily you know, turn yourself if yourself on.
I hate it.
It's insane because, you know, they can sit there. and listen through. They can, you know, turn your phone into a receiver. And
yeah, and if you think going in the settings and shutting the options off, like they can't find your location, you're out of your mind.
Oh, totally. You know, and that's one thing. You know, I have a regular cell phone, but the smartphone thing, there's too much. And of course, they could do it with mine too. Well, you know what? You know what bounty hunters have? They have a thing. It's a ping thing, a ping back, something like that.
Yeah.
And what it does is if you make a phone call, you know, they'll be able to track you down to what part of town you're in, you know, and to what neighborhood you're in. You know, I don't know exactly how good it is, but I do know I've talked to bondsmen, and they said, oh yeah, no, we have this, they've been using it for a few years now. And, you know, so that just goes to show, you make a phone call and then all of a sudden, you know, 15 minutes later, they're outside your door because you just, you know, they caught the signal. They have the, you know, the capabilities of it, and it actually leads them right to your house.
They're on some Jack Bauer shit.
Totally. And we're talking about a bondsman. We're not even talking about the CIA or anything like that. You know, we're talking about a regular bail bondsman that you know, like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That's crazy. James, what do you think about the whole Xbox thing?
Well, I mean, there's not too much I can contribute that you guys haven't already. I mean, I think it's definitely an attempt to spy on people, I think. And as well, you know, we talked about the console wars, and me and you, Brian, and how perhaps maybe the sales figures we've been given aren't entirely accurate. You know, they say that the Wii's winning the war. They say the PS2 won the last one. I definitely think it did. But, you know, you said yourself that a lot of people you know seem to have Xboxes. The fact they would choose the Xbox for this avenue rather than, I know they have a service set up to make money for the pay-per-views and things, but for the spying part of it, you'd have to think that the Xbox must be doing pretty well.
Yeah, you know, cause just like I told you, everybody had them. Yeah.
But I do think that, I mean, in some ways it sounds fair in the sense that, you know, you can go around to a friend's house with 8 or 9 of you, and you only got to pay a few dollars each, and you can pay for the pay-per-view. But I guarantee you that if it's just one person watching it, they won't charge you any less than the $40. You know,
yeah,
like
right.
if it's 9 people watching it, they might charge you $80, but they'll still charge you the minimum if it's one person. You know, I'd be in favor of it if they said, okay, because it's just you, you only have to pay $10 for it. You know, but you'll still have to pay
I was hearing something too that, you know, it goes along with what you're saying as far as they were saying that it'd be one article was saying, but there it may be good because you know they're trying to say the possibly only good thing about it, and to me this really isn't that good. But so if you only watched a half of the movie, then they might only charge you half the fee. Who knows? I think they're too greedy to ever do that.
Yeah, that's.
But either way, it's just ridiculous. That was from that. I think it was Business Insider though. That article, it did say something about that. But yeah, either, you know, we all know that. You know, they're gonna do what they want, and they're gonna. It's gonna be greedy like everything else.
And when's it gonna stop?
It's a little bit of a long shot, but all this thermal shit, you know, could that be harmful to your health too? You know, having thermal imaging to scan people and you know,
yep.
Might not be the best thing for.
Well, you know, you're 100% right. You know, you're right. And you know what? The thing that bothers me is that people are so willing to just accept this, and eventually we're gonna end up in a world like. Was it Judge Dredd or, you know, or what's,
yeah.
No, what's the other one with Bruce Willis, though? Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah, that's that crazy. That movie's crazy.
Right, well, they have a cop come to your house and say, hey, you know, go to the certain part now and, you know, where you have your handprint thing, you have to, you know, stand in a certain thing and put your hand up to it and we'll be up there in a minute type thing. And, you know, and I think that's where we're eventually headed. you know, it might take 20 years, 30 years, or something like that. And people will bring it upon themselves. They'll, you know, of course, they'll probably have a couple home invasions. They'll sell it to people as something to protect their family, you know, or something like that. And I think that's the thing of, you know, why they push all this fear stuff, too, is because it makes people, you know, think, oh, well, if I have this, then at least, you know, there'll be, you know, the Microsoft people will call and help me. It's just like having a security system or whatever else. And that's part of the bullshit that people are fed, I think.
I couldn't believe it when I first seen it. I was like, what? Look at the chat. It's already a ripoff the way it is. I would never even order a movie off Xbox because you pay as much as you would to rent it from somewhere. And you have to give it. It's like you have it for like 24 hours, dude. It's like stupid.
It's harder to copy as well. I mean, you can rent a movie and copy it.
Yeah.
Easier than you buy a movie off Xbox and try and get the data off there. You know, it's a lot harder to do.
Oh, yeah, a lot harder. A lot harder. What else did you guys want to get into tonight? You want to take one more break and come back and get into something else, or?
Yeah, we can take a quick break, get back in, and we'll talk for a couple more minutes on something else. I don't want to do too long with having to hold the phone up to my head, but
we'll do one more good segment, then we'll close it out.
One more segment, yep.
All right, guys, stick with us. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and James Sloan.
Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the STIDES. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me ain't my homie. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. The fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them in it for free, you well are dumb, that I'm dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos that be throwing off the land like with a bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie, cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the bag.
I got five on it, grab your four, let's get geeks. I got five on it, messing with that in the weed. I got five on it, it's got me stuck and I'm so bad. I got five on it, kinda let's go have fun aside.
I take sacks to the face whenever I can. Don't need no crutch, I'm so keyed up. The joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in the hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogees get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheap. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango Ray straight had me.
I got five on it, grab your four, let's get keys. I got five on it. Stuck and I'm so bad. I got
right, man. Stop at the light, man. My yesternight thing got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fade, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, get you smoke with my kid. Up in smoke, yuck, I spray a layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSOP up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's throw up. I'm a roller, that's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking. Because we're IBs, we need to have like a fool.
I got five on it. Grab your four, let's get ye. I got five on it. Messing with that in the weed. I got five on it. It's got me stuck and I'm throw back. I got five on it. Kinda let's go half on a sack.
Everybody, thank you for sticking with us. You listen to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook, and James Sloan. James, I know James had something he wanted to get into after this break real quick, so James, what's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, just a bit of an update on the him.com situation. As people know, he's at New Zealand at the moment. But basically, he's been in a battle with the courts for a while, for a whole variety of things. I mean, he's had all his assets and his money frozen, but he has been getting an allowance sort of out of that money, so he's moved back into his house, but he's really being treated as guilty until proven innocent, basically. The United States are trying to extradite him back there, and then a couple of his buddies, and... you know, at the moment they seem to be winning more battles than they're losing in court, which is a good thing. And also the website Mega Upload, he's looking at getting the replacement for that website up by January, and he's going to be hosting it. There'll be a .co.nz, but he's looking to host it in New Zealand, and he's tried a few countries, and they wouldn't let him do it. But so he seems to be making headway with that. In regards to the people that have all their documents on the original Big Upload server, I don't know exactly. Those people might have to wait for the court case as to when and if they can get that data back. I mean, there were millions of people who had their personal information basically frozen on those servers. But as I said, I mean, the guy, you know, I mean, I don't trust him 100%. I mean, because, you know, he is a super rich guy and you know, as we know, the number of people that genuinely become, you know, worth hundreds of millions or more without any help is usually, you can probably count them on one hand outside of sports stars and actors. So, but he does seem to be a legit self-made guy, and I'm certainly going to give him the benefit of the doubt in that regard. And the guy literally lives about 20 minutes drive from me, you know, and he's, you know, he has had to fight just to move back into his house with his family. And then, you know, I'm particularly extremely disappointed in our police force, who seemed, you know, so eager, I guess, to impress the FBI or whatever. You know, they literally sent out, you know, 80 armed officers, helicopters, everything, you know, to arrest these guys at their house. You know, they certainly put on a big display. You know, and I know in the States, I mean, you know, I hear you guys talking a lot about cops, and I would seem to think at least 60%, maybe more, of the cops over there probably are no good. But, you know, around the rest of the world, the number tends to be a little higher. I mean, I think I'd say probably, you know, 80% of our cops are considered to be, you know, decent guys, but they really dropped the ball this time. I mean, you know, just seizing all this stuff, you know, totally, you know, guilty until proven innocent, basically, in this case. And,
tons of people had their stuff uploaded onto there, too, onto those servers. I mean, that was a huge site.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's going to be a long battle, and then, you know, I mean, who knows where it's going to go or what's going to happen with it, but even if they win the case, you know, they may face another battle to get the frozen money back and all the information. And but like I said, I mean, he seems to be winning his battles on court. He's a very articulate guy. He's, you know, a lot of people over here thought he was quite arrogant, you know, but he seems to have won the public over. I mean, he's not the criminal that they're making him out to be, you know, and he really is sort of like the guy fighting the big battle, you know. And but I think he's lucky he's in New Zealand. I mean, if he chosen a country like Australia or England, I think he would have been on the next plane home to the States. But I mean, it will be a shame if he is extradited. But I guess we can only watch the space to see what happens with this story. I mean, it could go on for years, but
that would be ridiculous if he was extradited.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's just a shame, particularly watching our police force now, who I had, you know, and I still have a fair amount of respect for them, but, you know, prosecutors, you know, just basically so eager to put themselves on the world stage and you know, deal with the FBI or whatever, that they would send 80 armed police officers and helicopters out to a mansion, you know.
For a guy that's not even wanted for a violent crime. It's friggin' yeah. Computer stuff. I mean, come on.
He's certainly not running it anywhere.
But no, you guys are 100% right. You know, like you said, you know, what was he doing besides spitting in the corporate face? You know, besides that, you know, the guy hasn't hurt anybody. The millionaires are still millionaires, and the billionaires are still billionaires. And like you said, I don't know. The media will hang someone like him as a, you know, like just like they do with a murderer or whatever else, you know.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Totally ridiculous.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I mean, I do hope the guy is on the up and up, as you say, and he's not just another part of the game, you know, because that would be very disappointing. You like to think there's at least one little guy out there fighting the big guys, you know, and winning, you know.
How long has that been going on? I remember I wrote a blog about him like a year ago. It's been going on for a little while.
Yeah, he was originally arrested in January, I think, so it's been about 10 or 11 months now.
Yeah.
Now, I've never even, like, used any of, like, that's just like a, that's all type of, what are those called,
it's like a file sharing site.
Yeah, yeah, now, what are they called, the sites like that, what are the things that you call them?
You mean, like, torrents and stuff?
Torrents, yes. Is that what it was, like a torrent site?
No, it wasn't really a torrent site. It was more like a
home. Like an official torrent site. It's like an actual real streaming site or whatever.
It wasn't really for downloading movies. It was a little different. James, why don't you explain it?
Well, there was a lot of copyrighted stuff on there, but it was like a file hosting website, like a. A torrent is where it's not held on any one location. It's held on hard drives, and you see different parts of it. But this was more like a Kazaa or kind of thing, you know, where the files are held on a server at a central location. They're not held by different people on different hard drives. You download it from a central location. So when their servers were seized, all that information was gone. Whereas if you were to seize Pirate Bay servers, there's computers all around the world that have that stuff downloaded on their computer. They have parts of the file. And I guess it'd still be the case in Mega Upload, but, you know, it's held in a central location rather than a file hosting website rather than a torrent site.
Is there anything else you wanted to get into tonight? Either one of you? Justin? James? Chris, you have anything you want to add tonight? I know maybe you probably just want to listen in, that's fine, but...
Oh, Chris is with us. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Loud and clear. Anything you want to touch on tonight while we got you here?
Oh, well, I was just listening in. Guys were talking about some different stuff. Went into, y'all were talking about weed, and I don't know if y'all listen to any of my recent calls. I got a ticket for expired tag, but then it was out at the wildlife refuge, and then I got searched. I got my vehicle searched, mm-hmm. And hang on. Let me. I'm sorry. I want to put you on. Take you off speaker. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. I took you off speaker. Anyway. So they searched my vehicle, and I was under the impression that they probably had probable cause to search because I had the rolled tobacco in my vehicle. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Is that probable cause or not? And then I looked it up, and it turns out it's not necessarily probable cause. So,
if anything, I would think that they would maybe empty out the cigarette and see the tobacco before they started ripping apart your car. I mean, I would think that would be the, you know, even though they don't even have the right to do that, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they have, either way, they have no fucking right, but.
No, they don't.
But, I mean, if they could say that they have a right and, you know, just please beat your ass, you know, really, I mean. But the thing is, man, I was just gonna point out this, the absurdity of the whole situation, man. They treat you like a criminal. They pat you down in front of everybody. And they're just going on a fishing expedition, man. They're going hunting to see if you got any weed or any crack or whatever in your car. Like as far as my sticker being expired, they don't give a crap about that. And I was looking it up online and stuff, and people were complaining about it. Oh, you know, they don't send out notices anymore to tell you when your registration is expired. And so I forgot this last time, you know, because I don't think about that crap, man. And
that's something tucked away piece of paper.
Yeah, I mean, how many times are you gonna like look at your tag and make sure, is it up to date? You know, that seems like I just did it. But that's what. So they got these retarded cops, man, and they're on these forums and they're saying, yeah, you wouldn't believe the people that we catch, you know, just by simply pulling them over for this expired registration and stuff, you know. It's like, that's, you know, that's how we get people. That's how he's like,
right.
It's like, dude, there's
a famous site called Something One. It's like, they sit on there and brag about the, you know, these little busts that they made that, you know, their occasional big bust, like they're doing something to benefit society.
Yeah, like he was this cop was bragging about found like an ounce of weed, or it's like, that's bullshit, dude. It's like, well, I mean, it's like, okay, for another thing, you're expressing your absolute contempt for this thing called I think the Constitution is bullshit for one thing, but it's like these cops are supposed to believe in it, and that they're under this kind of delusion that they're within the restraints of the law. But it's like, that's not even within the law. That, you know, there's principles of law and stuff that says, no, you absolutely can't go on a fishing expedition. In other words, you can't pick on somebody for minor infractions and use that as an excuse to go on to look for allegedly bigger things, you know. And it's like, they're just openly displaying their ignorance of that.
Oh, they do it all principle. The time.
You know, yeah, and it's here, like,
if you forget to re-register your car or whatever, like you did, like your tag is expired, or if your car is unregistered, uninsured, they don't even have to run your plates. If they drive by your car, they have scanners on the police cars that'll pick it up off your plate and they'll pull you right over.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's so crazy. He just like he ran you through that machine, huh? And you had
They don't even physically. The cop in the car doesn't even have to make an effort and say, "Hey, I want to scan that car." The police car does it automatically. James, it's like Kit. It's like Knight Rider out there. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
the police cars are out there scanning people's cars by themselves, without anybody using the controls or anything. The cop is just driving down the street. And as he's driving, the car's scanning different cars' plates.
Yeah, I saw that. It like it makes a beeping noise, and then if it hits on something like an Aspire tag or something like that, it like red flags it, and it'll start send off a little alarm like do 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 do, and then like he's like, okay, there's one that went by that had it expired.
Yeah, I thought I could get through a weekend and pay it on Monday, and I drove down the street. One got behind me. Wasn't doing anything wrong. It pulled me over for my plates. The car told him. Freaking Knight Rider.
Man, it's ridiculous. Yeah,
I think I wouldn't be surprised if they started coming out with scanners to actually scan the, putting some sort of electronic thing on the warrant or the registration and actually scanning that, because I mean that's probably why they've got registrations in the first place. I mean, they don't care about people driving around killing themselves on the road. I mean, that's part of their population control. It's low kill, you know. What other reason could it be?
Yeah, they make so much damn money off this drug war too, man. And it justifies their whole existence. Like here in this community, there's like 100,000 people, and there's been 17 murders so far this year. And it's like every single one, without exception, is drug related. Yep. I was like, I want to like call down there because they got a new sheriff, and maybe record the call. I don't know. It's like I kind of pick my battles. I don't want to get myself too much trouble. But I just like asked the dude. I said, you know, how's it going on this drug war? They declared the drug war in the 80s. Is like, do we have any benchmarks of success or anything? I haven't heard anything like that. Or do we have cause for celebration? Or is the body count what they're looking for in the drug war, or what? What's going on? You know, they're searching me for bullshit. You know, like, what if they would have found, what if that tobacco would have been marijuana? Like, would I have gone to prison? I don't even know, man. It's like, it's so nutty, dude. So you guys know if you were caught with a little bit of a marijuana inside of a bud of a, what do they call it, like a roach or whatever, if you get caught with a roach, I mean, what kind of trouble are you looking at there?
It depends. See, now here in Connecticut, something like that, you get a $125 fine the first time, and the next time it goes up like a $500 fine.
Uh-oh.
So it's pretty much just a revenue thing now that they've turned it into. But anything over 2 ounces or anything smaller in more than two bags will get you pinched.
Yeah, anything over an ounce here will get you pinched. It used to be anything. You could get caught with a dime bag and you'd get charged with
like
possession.
That here, so.
But
right.
Now, like probably 2 years ago or so, they changed it to a $100 fine. As long as it's less than an ounce. Anything over an ounce, or like Justin said, if it looks like it's to distribute like more than one bag or whatever, then it's definitely a criminal offense. But they did make an ounce and under just a $100 fine. And of course, they take your weed and smoke it.
Yeah,
probably
exactly.
Probably put the $100 in their pocket too.
Probably rip up the ticket and pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
You know, I know some local cops, and they're so many of them are totally corrupt. Like, I've talked to their ex girlfriends and you know ex wives and stuff, and you know, and friends of theirs that are people that have partied with them, and just the shit I've heard. It's so ridiculous that these people, you know, a couple that I grew up with too, and a couple they were nuts. Me, you know, like the worst people I hung out with.
Uh-huh.
And they became cops. You know, it just shows like they're psychopaths.
They have a power trip after.
Yeah.
Mad power trip with the badge.
Yeah. And these fuckers have no sense, dude. These asshole cops, man. It's like, okay, great, man. You get to kick my ass. You're not getting in trouble. But you got kids, and you want them to come up in this kind of world where they get their ass kicked by cops and get randomly harassed and searched. You're a fucking idiot, man.
You know the sad thing about it is they just look at it like, oh, well, my kid's not going to get messed with because I'm a cop. You know, and they look at how sad it is. They look at it like, well,
I can tell you firsthand that ain't true.
Well, that's true. But you know what? I bet in if it was in a certain part of town, you know, you might get let off or something like that. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh, man. They killed that one guy. He was his dad was a sheriff's deputy, and they straight up beat his ass to death, man. They killed him, man. That homeless dude. He had schizophrenia or something, and they just one big heavy cop, man, just pummeled him to death, killed him.
His dad is a captain in the city that I live in, and the cops in the city, six of them beat the fuck out of me one night in the parking garage across the street from the bar. So it doesn't. I've caught in breaks too. Don't get me wrong. I've caught in breaks as a kid. Yeah. I was a punk and I got out of some shit too. It works both ways, you know.
Yeah, but
either way, they shouldn't be beating the shit out of people and expecting their kid to grow up in that type of world.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. You know.
You guys want to hear a great police state story, and it's a story of what happens when you don't listen to the so-called law. Just about 2 weeks ago or so, there was a kid in some state in Connecticut, not in Connecticut, in the United States, that actually, a cop came to their school on, like, job day or whatever, and he was trying to make the kids wash his car, and all the kids did it except for one kid, and I guess he, you know, supposedly got in an argument with the kid about it, and he ended up tasing the 10-year-old boy.
Oh my God.
And instead of bringing him to the hospital after, dragged him to the principal's office and you know, like, threatened them and all this other shit. It's not even like this is coming just from, like, Cop Lock or one of the, this is coming from ABC News. You could look it up. You know, it's just insane. You know, I mean, and the cop did get arrested, but, you know, regardless, it just shows what type of power trip they're on.
Oh, they're absolutely not. They're insane, man.
You know, and here's another story. Listen to this. Around here, about 2 years ago, it's in the news right now because the cop just got let off. In Orange, Connecticut, there was a, you know, there's like this long road, like a main road. But, you know, the speed limit's probably like 40 miles an hour on it. Cop was going 95 miles an hour racing another cop car and ended up smashed into two kids that were turning, you know, and killed them both. 18-year-old boy and a 17-year-old girl. And to make a long story short, they ended up, they let him go for the involuntary manslaughter, but they did charge him with negligent homicide. But the manslaughter charge is worse. The negligent homicide is a misdemeanor. So to make a long story short, the guy's getting a slap on the wrist for killing two young kids, you know, in the prime of their lives.
Yeah.
So that's how justice works. You know, and here's the thing, even if he was to go to jail, they, you know, he'd probably get out, still get his pension, because I know all these cops that were in the drug unit that were playing drugs on people. Well, they went to jail, they came out. One got his full pension, the other one got half pension, and the rest disability. So that's what happened. And here's the thing, they didn't go to regular jails. They went to cop jails where they were protected because they didn't want to live with regular inmates. So, you know, they know that they get preferential treatment when they break the law. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ah, man. Well, they're about idiots. That's all I can say. I mean, if they don't give a rat's ass about their any kind of a future or anything for their children or nothing. I mean, what do they think? They're going to be cops, like, forever? You know, like they're, and then their kids are going to be cops forever, or what kind of delusional mindset is it? I don't understand.
I think you're right. I think they don't care. You know, they just look at it like, here's the deal. All the cops I know, either some of them, you know, there's a couple nice ones. I'm not going to be a total dick. You know, I mean, I'm going to be honest. There's a couple ones that I think are out there to do the right thing.
Yeah.
In their mind, you know.
Yeah. But in their mind.
Right, but the rest of them are just—they're there on purpose because they know they can get away with every now and then, you know, or hit someone with a nightstick or whatever else. They know they can meet, you know, a lot of them were either picked on in school or just were psychopaths through high school and whatever, and they get off on that type of shit. And I don't understand I don't understand the mind state, but I do know this. At the academies, they're teaching them more and more nowadays not to, like, try to restrain people, to mace people first and then, like, restrain them. They, you know, instead of...
Yeah.
And they go into the guys, well, we have to protect our officers and this and that. It's like, you tase the guy from 20 feet, you know, from however many feet away and then repeatedly tase him five times. I think the guy was out of it. You didn't have to still, you know, put all your weight on the guy's neck and everything, you know. The normal treatment,
right? Yeah, they're clearly escalating the this conflict between the police and the average person out here.
Yep.
That's what they're trying to do.
Well, too, when there is riots or whatever else, so you know,
because that's the big agenda right now. You can tell.
Yeah.
You see, police brutality is like the common theme that you see in everything, like the last year and a half, right?
Oh yeah.
Like on all the crazy stupid stations like RT and, you know what I mean, the fake truth movement type places.
Yeah, they really play it up and focus in on that a lot.
You know, on one hand I don't blame them for it, but on the other hand some of them really do, you know, play it up. Yeah, either way it's a serious problem.
Oh yeah, I think it's a real problem. Yeah, but it's but it's a manufacturer. It's being manufactured. It's like there's no real reason for it. The only thing these damn cops have to do, man, is go chase down a freaking marijuana cigarette, man. You know, it's like, and they get, I guess they want to go Rambo on somebody, man, at some point. So they find any freaking excuse. It's like, and we don't need all these damn cops, man. If they just...
Oh.
I want to say legalize drugs, but no, it's re-legalize drugs. Just re-legalize them like they were legal. I mean, they sell morphine on the corner store for crying out loud. You know, it's like...
And there was no crime back then over it. People didn't...
Nah.
They just looked at it as a medicinal tonic. They didn't look at it as a, you know, as something to take for fun on a Friday night. You know, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that's so ironic you say that, because on Friday night I was taking morphine as the hospital was shooting it in me from the car accident.
Yeah.
But you were flying high.
I tell you what, I needed it. I was in a lot of pain. Then they send me home with, like, basically aspirin. Here you go. Here's for your broken ribs. Yeah, thanks a lot, buddy.
Well, you know what that is, too? That's the medical establishment. It's like, you know, while you're here, we're going to fill you with as much drugs as possible, but we're going to send you home with just enough to pique your interest and make you go...
Oh, yeah, then to make me make a doctor's appointment to try and get a prescription of something that they can sell me for the rest of my life. Well, they're not going to... That shit ain't going to work.
Yep. Solid.
That's what they said.
Hey, Brian, tell the story about the vaccine.
Oh, so, you know... I'll briefly just tell, you know, the people what happened. Friday night, I got in a real bad car accident. Somebody ran me off the road. They came from the opposite direction over a hill with the high beams in my lane. I ended up swerving into a tree doing about 40. So the car got totally totaled. And I ended up breaking some ribs and stuff. So And I ended up out of the car unconscious and stuff. And the ambulance came and took me. First thing I remember is I'm saying, what hospital do you want to go to? I told him Lowell General. Take me to the hospital. As I'm at the hospital, they start asking me about me, about vaccines. Like, Like, I'm over here with fucking broken ribs, maybe a broken back, they don't know yet, you know, maybe a broken leg. They got me strapped down to a stretcher, and they start asking me if I'm up to date on all my vaccines. Like, they were gonna start shooting vaccines in me before they were gonna give me any pain relief, as I'm all strapped down from a car accident, dude. Oh, not even joking, man, not even joking. So of course I lie. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm all up to date on all of them.
Oh god,
wow. Oh, you know me, quick goat thinking, you know.
you know what's bad is that how many of us would have just said, you know, for the hell of it, no, I'm not up to date and I don't want them, and then probably gotten a fight at the hospital or gotten held down and injected with
Or gotten in anyways and not known. And like they shot me a few times with morphine. How do That's I know true. One of those wasn't a fucking vaccine?
That's very true.
You know what you I mean? What? I mean, right now I'm telling you they didn't shoot me with any, but how do I know they still didn't, you know?
Right, and here's the thing, you know what? In a couple more years, you know, and eventually when they do get, you know, for instance, say the chip, or even if they have that card, you know, and everything is going to be stored on that, you know, whatever way they go with this one world, you know, currency type thing, you know, it might not be the implantable chip yet, but we might have a card or something where all your information is stored on, similar to a driver's license or something like that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go
there. I don't think that's too far off at all.
No, not at all. And I think they're going to scan that card, and then they're going to say, well, hey, you haven't had this vaccine and that vaccine, and, you know, and they're not going to take your word for it.
That's going to cause some serious privacy issues, but you know what? In the long run, all the bitching and complaining, it's not even going to matter. They're just going to do what they want.
I mean, yeah, totally. I mean,
it's,
you know, that's
brutal.
The thing.
It's kind of a pessimistic way to think about it, honestly.
You're right, though. I mean, unless 50% of the people realize this, you know, that's the problem, and we're nowhere near that.
Yeah, we need more people like us, you know? That's the problem.
We do, because, you know, that's the only way is if you have people, if people don't realize that they're slaves, you know, just like Harry Tubman said, I could have freed thousands of more slaves if they just realized they were slaves, you know, and that's the same thing.
There's vaccines around here, you know that? Like, you'll get, like, Walgreens, you know, gift certificates and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you gotta see it, you know, same thing around here, CVS or whatever, Walgreens, every week.
We'll spend $25 in there and get a free vaccine or some shit, you know?
Well, no, check this out. On their big billboard.
What is that, Lockers?
I know.
Check this out, though. On their big billboard, when you drive by, so the first thing you see is free vaccines. That's what you see. Free vaccines, you know, free flu vaccine, or like you said, I remember this summer they had something going on, you know, spend $10 and get a free shingles vaccine, and that was, you know, that was at the same time as the zombie bullshit was going on, and people were trying to speculate that it was maybe some
people were really trying to act like they believed in that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, out of all the stories they floated over the last few years, the zombie apocalypse one's got to be the most ridiculous one, dude. They're trying to make you think people are going to eat your face and stuff, dude. And people believe that stuff. And they laugh at us. They laugh at us for saying stuff like 9/11 is fake and stuff. And they believe zombies are going to eat their face.
You know the sad thing, though? Eventually, they may be able to make a zombie. They may be able to make a drug. They probably have them now.
You know where the zombies came from? The zombies of Flight 175.
But
no, they were 93.
Yeah, the one that.
Wow. I hope there's no first-time listeners here now.
No, yeah, they wouldn't, they'd be pretty much over their head, but, well. If you're a first-time listener, please go listen to one of our 9/11 shows after this, and you'll know what we're talking about, and you won't be too offended, I hope. Some people will be, though.
Yeah. The funny thing about zombies and stuff that, I was reading something about it, George, I think his name is George Romero, guy that came up with all the crap, you know, with the zombie movies. Yeah, his whole thing was that it's a kind of thinly veiled analogy for the zombies representing the average person.
Right, the sheeple.
Yeah. And that's kind of what's ironic about that whole thing is that people actually
act like zombies.
Yeah, they actually are
people's faces. That's the only thing they're missing.
Well, you know what my favorite analogy is? You guys ever see Idiocracy? To me, that is like that's how bad the world is getting. You know, to where it's like it's I don't know. It's almost normal to be that dumb. You know.
I think that was an allegory too. I think that's was actually depicting the modern day pretty much. Kind of in an over the top way, but still it said 500 years in the future, but man, I mean just about everything that they except for maybe like the president taking an AK-47 and shooting up the White House, you know, to get everybody to shut up. You know, to that extreme, but just about, man. I mean,
well, you know what, though? I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, maybe 50 years that was the case, you know, and that's...
maybe,
You know, you never know. I mean, maybe not shooting up the... But maybe, you know, going... I could picture them going and showing a president, like, going and fighting, like having, like, Obama going and fighting Gaddafi, you know, in a duel or something like that, just to inspire nationalism, you know, something like crazy, you know? I don't know, but...
Yeah, wasn't SEAL Team 6 killed when you're on that subject? Like, y'all brought something about that up earlier about Osama. It's like, it was that SEAL Team 6 that allegedly killed Osama bin Laden, right?
Yeah.
And then there was like something just recently in the news. Now I heard that SEAL Team 6 was killed, right? In a helicopter crash.
Yep. Supposedly, right. A helicopter crash killed all 32 of them.
Yeah, right.
32 of them.
It's like the helicopter crash. That's a big helicopter.
Not only that, but for one, normally they'd be split up.
That's like a galactic starship or something. Star Wars, dude.
Well, shit.
So there is copters that big, but to be honest, they would never have them all on one for one. And for two, they're on a secret mission, guys.
Yeah, you don't send 32 SEALs out in one helicopter anyways. You know what I mean?
No, they wouldn't be
grouped together like that.
You would never do that.
And what's the odds it's going to be those guys, you know?
Right.
It sounds a lot like the firemen on 9/11.
Yeah. Did you see the commercial for the movie? They have a SEAL Team 6 movie now?
Well, you know who owns the rights to the... To the name SEAL Team 6, right?
No.
Freaking Walt Disney, man.
Wow.
So that was in the news that they bought the rights to the name SEAL Team 6, and then that's. It's like, yeah, really? I mean.
Where's Star Wars now? SEAL Team 6? What is this world coming to?
Yeah, really. So, I mean, it's a fabrication anyway.
Oh, totally.
I'm not saying it's not a fabrication. I'm just saying it's just it's so in your face with all this stuff now. It's like they kill them in a helicopter crash, and then like they're still using them in the news. Like there was a recent thing that came up saying that got reprimanded for giving away secrets to the new Tom Clancy game or whatever that they're trying to promote.
Yeah, like, yes. Supposedly they gave information to the makers of Call of Duty.
Yeah, and what is that going to do? Oh, I got to buy Call of Duty. It's bona fide, man. It's got SEAL Team 6 information in it.
and then, Chris, there was also something, too. See, they always have to keep it in the news as well. That's another thing about this, too. Recently, there was a guy that wrote a book that supposedly made the CIA mad because he exposed too many secrets. You know, same type of deal. But yet, the book is allowed out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So of course, they made a big deal and pretended like this guy, you know, lost all of his clearance over it and made it like they were all pissed off about it, you know. But then again, this guy is pretty much is backing the total official story, maybe throwing in a couple like patriotic details to make it like, you know, make it seem like it was a little bit gorier than it had to be, you know. And they're acting like they're reprimanding, but it's all just to reinforce the original bullshit that we heard.
No, yeah, I mean,
have you guys seen the trailer to the movie?
Nah.
Oh my god, they made a motion picture about this whole fake killing of Bin Laden, and so much like cheesy propaganda. Like when you watch, there's like a 10 minute trailer, but maybe even 15 minutes because they really want to push it on you. And it's like at one point, I think one of the soldiers is even calling home, telling his wife, "Oh yeah, I'm part of the team that's gonna go kill Bin Laden." Like they'd let him make that phone call if he was really over there, part of the team. You know what I mean? Like he's really gonna let you call your wife and say, "I'm part of the team that's gonna go get Bin Laden tomorrow."
No possible way would that happen. Even if, you know, say it was real, those people wouldn't be allowed probably out until at least like 2 days later to tell anybody.
Not even from a low-profile target would they be able to do that. I mean, that'd be so fucking stupid.
When did the fake Obama killing happen anyway? Was that like that hasn't been that long, is it?
May 1st of 2011.
Okay, so. Man, that was their
symbolic Beltane.
It's funny too, Chris, because you just called them Obama or not Osama.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you seen the videos where it's comparing the two? Yeah,
we were talking about it right before you got on.
Yeah, it could be for all I know. I mean,
I can't say either way, but it certainly looks a lot like him. That's all I can.
Yeah, why not? You know,
I'm not throwing it all on the line and saying that's him, but I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. When you remove the beard and the turbine, I mean, it looks like the same exact guy. I mean, everything.
Add a little muscle mass, a little, and you know, a little shoulder padding, and it's Obama. Yeah, it really, you know, and you straight, you know, take the caps off his teeth or whatever they, you know, whatever it does. It's insane how accurate, you know, how weird it is. But you know what, dude? They may not even be the same. Maybe they could just even be cousins or something like that, too. You know, that's also, you know, our brothers or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah. Either way, they're both controlled.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the same person and made up by the same people. I should say people, not person.
But I was going to say, like, in May of last year, people think that, I was always under the impression that, like, a motion picture takes at least 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And they just crank these things out, and they'll come out, and it's like, well, this is related to this event. It's like, well, how long has this movie been in production? And it's like, and from what I understand, when a movie, even prior to going to production, it's got to go through other processes, you know, that take up to a year. So, like, it's like minimum 3 years.
Oh, the editing. Well,
never mind, just the researching it, then casting it, and all that other stuff too, and finding locations to shoot at. You know, obviously, supposedly, if we're really at war with, you know, we're hostile with Pakistan, we're not going to be able to go there and shoot. We're not, you know, we're going to have to find somewhere that looks like this alleged place, and you know, whatever else the case may be.
Right. I guess it makes it a lot easier when it's entirely scripted from beginning to end.
The
alleged real event and then the movie, and they could maybe even swap footage from both.
Well, shit.
Nobody would ever be the wiser.
You know, and it's just like it was Flight 93 type thing, too. You know, the whole just the whole situation there. I'm not saying it's spot footage, but as far as, you know, just like the storyline, they could have made the movie first. Who knows?
Oh, the United 93 movie.
Oh, yeah.
That movie's so cheesy.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god. And I saw that before I even knew 9/11 was a lie, and I thought that movie was cheesy.
Oh, yeah. I watched it all like. Well, I watched it half and half. I wasn't totally awake when I watched it. Okay, that's true. I was like half awake. Okay.
I was looking in the paper today, and there's some bullcrap psyop nonsense going on with that General Petraeus, some other dog and pony show bullcrap. And but I was looking at the there's a photograph of like, so he is allegedly him with this other woman, and I was like, that is so flagrantly photoshopped. It's just ridiculous. I can't believe that they actually put that in the, well, I do believe it, but I mean it's so bad as far as the photoshopping, man. It's just,
Chris, if you can email that to Brian or myself or send it to us on Skype or something, that definitely be just something for, you know, fuck's sake, just to look into it.
See how I'll put this in the Skype chat. It's just ridiculous, man. I mean, that they get away with this. But I guess this, I briefly kind of scanned and looked at what that was all about. I mean, I still don't give a crap, man. I know it's just a bunch of bull, you know, with the affair and all that. But allegedly, like, this woman he's having an affair with has, like, an identical twin sister, right?
Yeah.
But you look at this photo, and it's clearly like a cut and paste job where they dropped her in there, like the brunette on the right, you know, that's the twin sister, and you look like where her shoulder is, and there's even like a hand, like where's this freaking hand coming from? This guy standing next to him, I mean, look at the position of the, I mean, it's obviously like a cut and paste job, but it's really just lame, man. I mean, but
I'm not on my computer now, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it's really piss poor, and it's like, so they just slapped this stuff in the paper, and they just hacked together some Photoshop bullcrap, and I mean, this one's really bad. It just sucks, but they can't come up with some better stuff than this. I guess nobody, just like what you guys were talking about earlier, it's just nobody's paying attention at all.
No, nobody looks close enough, and you know, and that's the thing is, I think it'd be great to get more people awake that are into Photoshop. Like if we could get some professional Photoshop people, I think it'd be great just to you know, to have that, you know, people with the whatever lens equipped, you know, to get them to look at some of this stuff, and hey, let's make a, you know, a wake call for Truth Group, you know, a Photoshop expert for Truth, you know, something, you know what I'm saying? And just tear all this shit apart. I mean, obviously they would stop it one way or another, or make it look like a bunch of nuts. But, you know, either way, it'd be pretty interesting.
I could take a couple classes on it for free. I took one. They have it down at the, I remember when I first started doing radio, I wanted to do a cable access show too. And obviously that'd be just so much work right now. I can't do that too. But that was my original plan. So I went to the local cable access station, and I became a member. I pay for a membership there, so I'm a membership for the rest of the year or whatever. And I can go down there and use the studios and shit and take the classes for free. And I took one Photoshop class there, but it was so boring. And I never went back for a second one. Like I should probably go and try and take the rest of them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would help them. It'd be, you know, it'd be great if, you know, if even shit, maybe get into it as a living. If you, you know,
I did choreograph 9/11, so I mean, you know, it's not out of the realm of what
course.
I could do.
Of course. You and the what are me, you and James, the what do you call
it? Wing TV Wrecking Crew.
that's yeah.
You choreographed the best selling movie of all time.
Yeah, I should. Man, why am I having money problems right now? Where's my payday? Shit.
You know, well, you know, a person of Wing TV, that should have a better computer and headset than I should, I guess, too. But you never know. I like to spend all my millions on hookers and blow, I guess. So
It's a reverse psychology, yeah.
Yeah, you can burn through money quick on that stuff. But yeah, I don't know if you need a Photoshop class to see how fake some of this crap
is. No, you don't. It couldn't hurt. Maybe I could pick some stuff out that we don't usually see, though. You know what I mean? Like, if there's some other techniques that they use that we're not aware of, and then maybe, you know what I mean?
What I'm also saying, though, too, is brings, like, some actual, whatever.
Maybe we can get people like that to join us. Maybe one of us can just take a few classes and then become more versed on it and notice little things. Like, there might be other little things in that photograph that are real obvious to somebody that knows Photoshop a little bit that we don't even see.
You know what? You three are definitely a lot more intelligent than I am on this. But what you guys should try to find a forum of, like, photographers on there and, like, slowly introduce some of this stuff to them.
I can try it, but you know they're going to be scared to even get into it, touch it.
No, but that's why you start so far away from it, you know, and you just show them maybe the Petraeus picture. You find someone who's a conservative that doesn't like Obama or whatever. You show them that, you know, and then you show them a couple
of Mars.
Yeah, exactly.
About the one, you got to see the one with the ground squirrel on Mars? I like that.
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah, it's a ground squirrel hanging out on the surface of Mars. Just kicking back up there.
Like the frog on the moon, you remember that one? Have you seen that one?
No, on the moon?
Yeah, you got a frog? Yeah, there's a frog in one of the moon videos.
You know what I love is the sea rock. the rock with the sea on it.
Oh, yeah. It's labeled like a stage prop,
I know what you're talking about.
The one I like the best is when you can actually see the wires picking the guys up. I mean, there's a couple instances of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally see the wires pinging the reflection of the light off the fucking wires.
What the excuse for the Sea Rock is that it was the guy who was taking the picture's hair got in front of the lens or somehow. If the lens is outside of his body, how does the hair get out? You know, if he's in this, you know what I'm saying?
He had his helmet off too.
Yeah. So regardless, the whole thing is just laughable. That it's even laughable. Think about it. That 80% of the country believes that happened. You know?
Oh yeah.
Maybe more.
I believed it until after I found out about 9/11.
I was on the fence with it because I had seen some stuff back in the day, but I didn't, you know, I'd seen like the bullshit history story stuff of it. But
it only took like a night to convince me after I seen a good 6 hours of footage, and I'm just like, this is all bullshit.
I watched one documentary and read Dave, what's his name's blog, and that was it for me. Good.
Oh, you guys see, can you get to your computers?
I'm here.
You see the link I put in?
Yeah, hold on, I gotta open another browser. For some reason, it's not opening out of Skype. Give me a sec.
Guys, I'm gonna jump off because my phone's about to go dead. I don't know, maybe I'll charge it. I don't know if you guys are gonna be on in a little while or not, but...
Yeah, I see the ground scroll. No, we're gonna wrap it up, too. I'm out. James, unless you have anything else you wanted to add tonight before we get out of here?
Yeah, just one thing. Just your discussion about the police. I really don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon with the unemployment because, of course, people don't have jobs. You know, that's like a recession-proof job, you know, the police academy.
It's not going to get any better.
That's what they target is, you know, they target the poor, disenfranchised, and that's how they keep those private prisons fat. You know, here's another reason why you target poor people. Poor people cannot pay their bonds to get out of jail, so they end up staying in jail and it makes them a lot more money. You know, there's a million reasons like that. And, of course, the eugenics thing, and of course, they want the crime cycle to continue. So most people turn into better criminals in jail, and that's what I've seen, so...
Yeah.
That's a good point, man. That's a real good point. Yep. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
I was going to ask James if he's got the same situation where he's at. the cops?
Well, the police are a little bit. I mean, as I was saying before, it seems to be more like a 60s or 70-30 bad to good ratio over there. I would say it's more like 80-20. 80% of them over here are sort of good, but it's definitely creeping in over time. And I think as well, just what Justin was saying, I mean, isn't it funny? I say this a lot. All the advancements we've made in technology over the years, all the things, we've never ever found a better way of dealing with delinquents than locking them in a cage like an animal.
Yeah, really.
Oh yeah, no, you make a better criminal. You know, my friends that were locked up as juveniles, they all became career criminals. You know, and it just would have been better to maybe lock them up for a night or two, and then, you know, I don't know, whatever they did was just, you know, it didn't work. So the system as it is now doesn't work. Putting someone in a cage for doing something that doesn't bother anyone is not working. So we got to figure something else out.
Yeah.
Never mind. Just when you're profiling non-criminals anyway, so you know, people that may be just harming themselves or whatever. But.
They call it the criminal justice system. So it's just named appropriately.
Yeah. The whole system is criminal. All right, guys, we'll close it out here. I want to thank everybody that participated. James Sloan, Justin Cook, Chris Kendall. I'm Brian Stavely. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio. And we will be back next Wednesday. Thank you for listening.